虹口区2018届高三英语二模试卷12第一卷。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. How long can I keep the books?
3 weeks. Then you'll have to pay a fine for each day when they are overdue.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?2. Sorry to trouble you. May I have a blanket, please? I feel cold.
Yes, of course. But could you wait until after takeoff, please?
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
3. Have you been wasting your time on those online games again?
Not really.I worked on my term paper a lot this week and I need a break.
Question. What is the man doing now?
4. I often have some soup to start with. For my main course, I prefer beef and chicken.
That must be very expensive, but they are excellent.
Question.What does the woman think of the man's meal?
5. We're planning a trip to Hainan Island this winter vacation. Want to join us?
I'd love to, but I'll be working full-time in a restaurant.
Question. What will the man do during the winter holidays?6. Could you help me withdraw $10,000 from my saving account?
I'm sorry, you will have to step over to the manager's desk.
Question. What does the man mean?
7. Gardening is too much like hard work for me. If I have time, I like to play tennis or go for a country walk.
Well, I think of gardening as play, not as work. I'm never as happy as when I'm busy in the garden.
Question. What can we learn about the man? Eight. Why are you giving me a ticket for speeding, officer? I was only on 50.
Can't you read? That was 10 miles per hour over the limit.
Question. What's the speed limit in this area?
9. You were on the phone for a long time. Who were you talking to?
Oh, to Susan. She always knows the latest news in town and she couldn't wait to share it with me.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?10. Some people are always after large, short-term profits, and they become victims of financial tricks.
Well, they should know that if something seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Question. What does the man think people should know?
6. Directions.In Section B, you will hear several longer conversations and short passages, and you will be asked several questions on each of the conversations and the passages. The conversations and the passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. Hello everyone, my name is Carl Roberts and I'll be your teacher of this course, Language and Culture. To begin with, please take a look at the teaching programme in front of you. As you should all know by now, this course is given on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3 o'clock to 4:30 in the afternoon. We'll be meeting in this room for the first half of the course, but we will be using the research lab every other week on Friday in room 405 during the last 2 months of the course. This is the text for this lesson. Unfortunately, the books haven't come in yet, but I was told that you should be able to buy them at the bookstore the day after tomorrow. Again, as you see on your course outline, the grade is determined by your performance in the midterm and final exams, classroom tests, and on your research work. My office hours are from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock on Wednesdays, and you can set up a date with me on other times as well.
Now listen again, please.
Hello everyone, my name is Carl Roberts and I'll be your teacher of this course, Language and Culture. To begin with, please take a look at the teaching programme in front of you. As you should all know by now, this course is given on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3 o'clock to 4:30 in the afternoon. We'll be meeting in this room for the first half of the course, but we will be using the research lab every other week on Friday in room 405 during the last 2 months of the course. This is the text for this lesson. Unfortunately, the books haven't come in yet, but I was told that you should be able to buy them at the bookstore the day after tomorrow. Again, as you see on your course outline, the grade is determined by your performance in the midterm and final exams, classroom tests, and on your research work. My office hours are from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock on Wednesdays, and you can set up a date with me on other times as well.
Questions 11. When will the first half of the course be delivered? Twelve. How often will the class meet in the research lab? 13. What might not be closely related to one's grades according to the passage?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Despite its widespread and negative impact, the current economic situation may perhaps help one particular group of people, the young generation. Teens should learn the basics of proper financial management, maintaining a savings or checking account, and having a clear understanding of interest rates. Parents are always important in teaching money management, as well as the values of hard work and perseverance. It is also suggested that teens should become their own financial managers. Learning how to maintain a budget, comparing prices before buying something, or even paying a bill quickly, are things that allow teens to become financially independent. Parent-child communication on financial matters must always be open. After going away to college, the student must learn to take control of his or her monetary situation and become his own accountant. Perhaps American businessman Warren Buffett said it best when he stated that risk comes from not knowing what you're doing. The nation's economic crisis today is proof that we cannot afford to allow a generation to grow up without understanding how to look after their money.
Now listen again, please.
Despite its widespread and negative impact, the current economic situation may perhaps help one particular group of people, the young generation. Teens should learn the basics of proper financial management, maintaining a savings or checking account, and having a clear understanding of interest rates. Parents are always important in teaching money management, as well as the values of hard work and perseverance. It is also suggested that teens should become their own financial managers. Learning how to maintain a budget, comparing prices before buying something, or even paying a bill quickly are things that allow teens to become financially independent. Parent-child communication on financial matters must always be open. After going away to college, the student must learn to take control of his or her monetary situation and become his own accountant. Perhaps American businessman Warren Buffett said it best when he stated that risk comes from not knowing what you're doing. The nation's economic crisis today is proof that we cannot afford to allow a generation to grow up without understanding how to look after their money.
Questions 14. Who can help to teach children the basics of financial management according to the passage? What should a college student learn to do according to the passage? 16. What is this passage mainly about?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
You should have seen the line at the housing office. It took me an hour to make my dormitory deposit for next year. Have you made yours yet?
No, I'm not sure I am going to.
There's not much time left. The deadline is May the 1st. That's just 2 weeks from now. Are you short of cash?
No, I'm okay.
You'd better hurry up if you want a dormitory next September. There aren't enough rooms for everyone, and first-year students have priority.
Well, I've been thinking of living off campus.
Have you any idea how much that will cost? There's the rent, public facilities, and you probably need a car to commute.
I know it will be more expensive, but I think I can handle it, though. This dorm is just so noisy that I can't get anything done. Maybe my grades would be better if I had some peace and quiet in a place of my own.
You should study in the library the way I do. Think of the money you will save.
I've got to think it over some more. There are still 2 weeks left in April.
Now listen again, please.
You should have seen the line at the housing office. It took me an hour to make my dormitory deposit for next year. Have you made yours yet?
No, I'm not sure I am going to.
There's not much time left. The deadline is May the 1st. That's just 2 weeks from now. Are you short of cash?
No, I'm okay.
You'd better hurry up if you want a dormitory next September. There aren't enough rooms for everyone, and first-year students have priority.
Well, I've been thinking of living off campus.
Have you any idea how much that will cost? There's the rent, public facilities, and you probably need a car to commute.
I know it will be more expensive, but I think I can handle it, though. This dorm is just so noisy that I can't get anything done. Maybe my grades would be better if I had some peace and quiet in a place of my own.
You should study in the library the way I do. Think of the money you will save.
I've got to think it over some more. There are still 2 weeks left in April.
Questions 17. In what month is the conversation taking place? 18. What must a person do in order to live in university housing? 19. Why is the woman unwilling to live on campus? 20. What are the two speakers mainly discussing?